I remember when the epiphany hit me. I was doing an afternoon of heavy writing about the outdoors and, of course, fly fishing, when an old desire returned to tell me that what I needed was a dog. The kind of dog that would love to hop in the pickup with me on a spring day and go fishing, or just hang with me, darn it, when I wanted a special companion. "Let's go check out the animal shelter," I said suddenly to my wife. "We live in a townhouse." Sue said, "You're not thinking of getting a dog, are you?" "Nah," I replied, "we've been seeing those shelter dogs on display at the recycling center, and I think I'd just like to take a break and see what the shelter's like." An hour later, we returned home with a blonde and white bundle of bounding fur, and Rascal became a central part of our lives. Whenever Sue and I return from a trip, this little border collie golden retriever wiggles back and forth between us for minutes on end in unbridled glee. Our kids never did that. A good dog can teach you a lot about life. Think about it. If you can start the day without caffeine and get going without pep pills, if you can always be cheerful, ignoring aches and pains, if you can resist complaining and boring people with your troubles, if you can eat the same food every day and be grateful for it, if you can understand when your loved ones are too busy to give you any time, if you can overlook it when those who you love take it out on you, when through no fault of your own, something goes wrong, if you can take criticism and blame without resentment, if you ignore a friend's limited education and never correct him or her, if you resist treating a rich friend better than a poor one, if you can face the world without lies or deceit, if you can relax without liquor and drugs, if you can honestly say that deep down in your heart you have no prejudice against anyone's creed, color, religion, or politics, then, my friend, you are almost as good as your dog. Happy birthday, Rascal. You're one hell of a guy. This is Les O'Coin.